News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. Here's a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The horror website Creepypasta has issued a statement responding to claims that two 12-year-olds from Waukesha were inspired to stab one of their friends after reading materials that they published online. Here's our correspondent Andrew Beckett with more.
Prosecutors have charged the two girls with attempted murder after they reportedly stabbed another 12-year-old girl 19 times on Saturday. According to the criminal complaint, the two girls claim they carried out the stabbing as part of a tribute to Slender Man, a fictional online character featured on the Creepypasta website. In a blog entry posted to the site, a user identified as an administrator says the incident shows what happens when the line of fiction and reality ceases to exist, and stresses that all Slender Man stories are works of fiction. The user calls the attempted murder an isolated incident and stresses that Creepypasta is a literature site, not a satanic cult.
Andrew Beckett, WSAU News.
Madison College professor Steve Knoll, an expert on social media, says this is another case where perhaps parents will want to monitor what their kids are doing online.
The internet is akin to a chainsaw. It can be a wonderful, powerful, and needed tool, but in the hands of a child or someone that doesn't know how to use it, it can be a deadly instrument.
Knoll says parents can install software that blocks certain types of sites. He says at the very least, parents should be checking their children's browsing history. Here is another horrific story. This one comes to us from Clark County, where animal abuse charges are pending against a Withy man. Police say he wanted to skin his dog alive. The story from WSAU reporter Raymond Newbert.
Prosecutors say 65-year-old Charles Weissmiller from Withy attacked his dog in an attempt to skin it. The dog was found May 15th on the side of the road with a large laceration to its jaw. Police took it to a vet for treatment. Police later learned of Weissmiller's intent and searched his home. Two knives were found with blood and hair on them, and a garbage bag was found with pieces of flesh and black fur. Weissmiller now faces a felony count of mistreatment of animals, resulting in disfigurement. No court dates have been set. The dog did survive the attack. Raymond Newbert, WSAU News.
The Taliban has released videotape of the prisoner exchange where they gave up Bo Bergdahl to a group of U.S. Army commanders with a Black Hawk helicopter in the background. Sky News reporter Tim Marshall has seen the video, and he says it's a propaganda piece.
We're looking at a video deliberately put out to say to the world and to the Americans, we have parity with you. We are a player. You have to deal with us, and this is the visual evidence of it. The sergeant there is... You see him blinking. Possibly he's been hooded in the car. He's clearly blinking and a bit disoriented. Up in the sky we see a Black Hawk helicopter. At this point he'll be able to hear the rotor blades. Down comes the Black Hawk. He's led forward. There's a white flag. Watch how he's walking. That's someone not used to walking normally.
And the White House has now issued an apology to Congress for not giving 30 days' notice of the transfer of five Taliban inmates being held at Guantanamo Bay. A Wausau man has died in a rollover crash in North Dakota. The Highway Patrol there says 58-year-old Timothy Stark crashed on Highway 32 about 10 miles south of I-94 at Fingal, North Dakota. This crash happened at 3 in the morning. His Ford Expedition was northbound and was entering a curve. He apparently crossed the southbound lanes, then drove onto the shoulder and may have overcorrected to try and get back onto the road. Stark was taken to Mercy Hospital in Valley City, North Dakota, where he was pronounced dead. We had a rollover crash with three people in a vehicle on Glenwood Road in the town of Grant. Portage County Sheriff's deputies responded around 5 o'clock yesterday. Police reports say the driver was a 17-year-old female and she suffered only minor injuries. As for her two passengers, a 16-year-old female was airlifted to St. Joseph's Hospital. No update on her condition. The other passenger, a 16-year-old male, was treated at the scene and didn't need further medical attention. No names have been released, and the cause of that accident is still not known. The governors of New York and California will make a friendly wager on the Stanley Cup Finals. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York says if the Rangers lose to the L.A. Kings, he'll send Governor Jerry Brown a Taste of New York gift basket. If the Rangers win, Brown will have to send California a History by Kevin Starr and lightly salted organic brown rice cakes, apparently Governor Cuomo's favorite. Very rough weather overnight in central and eastern Nebraska. Lots of damage from baseball-size hail there. Heavy downpours led to flash flooding around Omaha. Their airport was shut down for several hours. WSAU News Time, 5:05. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Mostly cloudy early on today, then gradually turning mostly sunny by late afternoon, a high of 75, east wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and quiet, a low down to 47. For your Thursday, mostly sunny and very nice, a high of 76. On Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, a bit warmer, a high of 79. Saturday, a 50% chance of showers or a thunderstorm later in the afternoon, high 77. I'm Newsline I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Already we see some of the clouds breaking up around central Wisconsin. Some sunshine is getting through early on this Wednesday morning. If you'd like a daily forecast to your cell phone, text the word weather to 39327. That's from WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.